This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Well, thank you for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. My guest today is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He is the guy that makes ChuckBaldwinLive.com go. It's a great source for biblical, constitutional, conservative thinking. Articles and other information is on that site at ChuckBaldwin.com. I've already told Chuck I'm a little out of sorts with him because he's been attacked more by the left lately than I have, and it just makes me wonder what I'm doing wrong. But maybe you can set me straight, sir.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong at all, Larry. they have to keep fresh targets going around to keep the money coming in, and they haven't lost you off of their radar at all.
Well, I'd be glad to let them know that I'm still here. I'm not giving up the ghost yet. And by golly, if they want to come and play, I'm ready.
Yeah, and by the way, the website is ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
Oh, I bet I got it wrong once or twice in there. Sorry about that. I'm looking at it right. So I'll try to get it correct in the future.
No problem.
So anyway, one of the things that prompted me to want to interview you on this occasion was the sermon that you preached not that long ago, I think, dealing with the ACLU and more generally, I think, just the liberal frenzy at the thought that there are people that really don't accept their fundamental premises, that the elite is good, that man is malleable, there's no such thing as original sin, and don't talk to me about the Constitution. And if you would just accept those as the rules of the game, we can all get along.
Yeah, the SPLC in particular has attacked me so often. And, you know, just recently...
It's been so long since they've attacked me. Again, you're just making me feel bad.
We do kind of wear it as a badge of honor, don't we?
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I thought I had to bring a public rebuttal to the latest attack from the SPLC. First of all, I think it would be helpful for your listeners if they had a little background.
You know, the only thing that's accurate about the title SPLC, by the way, is that it is Southern, but there's certainly no poverty there, and it's quite a misleading name that they have for themselves.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, but when I pastored down in Florida, I had a deputy sheriff come by the office and invite me to come out to his squad car, and he showed me his computer screen, and he showed me where that I had been listed, and my friend Dr. Greg Dixon, whom you know well,
yes,
as on the watch list for the local police, for being a potential extremist individual, or whatever,
And among other things wrong with that, that could be dangerous. If some cop has a hair trigger, he might just assume without further investigation that you need to get shot. And that's the absence of due process in the dissemination of that information to the enforcers of the law really sticks in my throat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have been there for 35 years. I was an honorary deputy sheriff. I carried a sheriff's badge. I still have it, that the sheriff gave me for my help law and order and helping the local sheriff's office and things like that. You know, just the lunacy of it. But, you know, it stunned me when I saw it, and I realized, wow, sure. You know, because this comes from the SPLC, well, at the time, came through the SPLC, through the fusion centers at DHS, and then distributed to the local and state law enforcement people all over the country. The same thing happened to me when I moved to Montana in 2010. Another deputy sheriff showed me a written memo, this time by a lieutenant here at the local police department, who said basically the same thing. I had a sit down face to face over lunch with that lieutenant, and
I'm not sure they send out as much information to law enforcement warning about sex predators moving into an area. Good grief.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and you remember what happened to
Where were the warnings about Harvey Weinstein after all?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you remember what happened to Ron Paul and Bob Barr and I in 2009 after the 2008 yes. election. You know, I ran on the Constitution Party for president, and Ron Paul endorsed me. And then, you know, after the election was over, the MIAC, arm of the Missouri State Police, sent out a statewide warning that police officers saw bumper stickers on cars with my name or Ron's name or Ron's name and Bob's name, that they should take caution that, you know, we might be extremists or that the
armed and dangerous
people might be extremists. You know, and thousands of people, you know, besieged the MIAC in the state of Missouri. And they eventually, they didn't recant. With Ron and Bob and I sent a letter demanding a retraction. They didn't do that, but they dismissed, actually they reassigned the fellow in charge, and they took down the deal on their side. But this is the kind of thing. And then just recently I had a newspaper over in Idaho that just quoted an SPLC accusation against me in Liberty Fellowship, where I pastor now here in Montana. And they said that, you know, people that attend our fellowship are neo-Nazis, and made a quote from the SPLC. And, you know, of course, we contacted them, and hundreds of people responded.
They have no idea what a Nazi is.
No. Yeah.
I bumped into that when I was... and I mention this fairly often, but when Alan Combs was around, and he was a delightful fellow off the air, on the air he was a really stuck-on stupid liberal, but he really thought that the Nazis were on the right, and the fact that they were the National Socialist German Workers Party, he couldn't even get his mind around. And I think that's where a lot of the left is. When we hear this uproar coming from Antifa, I guess we can pronounce it, the anti-fascists, supposedly, on the college campus, they actually are the fascists. And I'm not even sure they understand that. They may well have been so lobotomized intellectually by their professors that they may not realize just how stupid they make themselves sound.
I'm sure that's true with some. I'm also convinced that among that group, as well as any of these type of groups, that there are a lot of paid provocateurs.
There you go. I think that's fair.
That are deliberately trying to inflict mayhem and create division among the American people. I'm confident of that.
Well, in fact, we have some reason to think there's substantiation for that, because there have been some of the same characters seen moving from Ferguson to other points of disruption. And obviously, somebody that can do that over a prolonged period of time, maybe on welfare, in which case you and I are subsidizing them, but it's also quite possible that a Soros-related entity is giving them a per diem.
Yeah, I find it. I don't think there's anything that's spontaneous or accidental or circumstantial when it comes to politics. I think there's always something deliberate behind it.
Well, that's a reasonable assumption. We're talking with Chuck Baldwin, the pastor of Liberty Baptist out in Montana. ChuckBaldwinLive.com is where you can find him on the web. I've got it open to that page right now, and we're going to be right back, so don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, ChuckBaldwinLive.com on the web. And obviously, Pastor Baldwin, you did not move from the panhandle of Florida to Montana because of the weather. It's sort of like Toyota moving its corporate headquarters from San Diego to Houston. One can make the same observation.
Yeah.
From the best climate in the world to one of the worst. No, it wasn't climate that occasioned either one of those moves. So you had something in mind when you moved to Montana. Why don't we go into that? Because I think it might help people understand your view of how our government is trending.
Well, I had been, my family and I had been in Florida for 35 years. And of the last two or three years of our tenure there, we came to that time and point when we realized that our time there was limited. We weren't going to stay there forever. And so anyway, we did a lot of research and study and prayer as to where we were going to go. And after about 3 years of that, we settled on Kalispell, Montana. And actually, you know, I like the weather here. I think it's great. To me, in Florida, you know, you have two seasons. You have really, really hot, and then it's not quite as hot, you know, the two seasons.
And it's humid all the same.
Oh, man, you got it. So, you know, I love the four seasons. I grew up in northern Indiana, not far from the Michigan border. And so and this is better than that because you don't have the humidity, and the mountains are just beautiful. It's one of the most gorgeous pieces of geography I've ever seen in my life, and I really love living here. And if people want to think that it's too cold and they stay away because of that, that's fine. It just leaves it for us, but it's just a beautiful place to live. But, you know, we wanted a place where there were several factors. In fact, up on my website, ChuckBaldwinLive.com, we have a link there that's called "Why the Baldwins Moved to Montana," and anybody can read that. And we go into some detail as to why we chose Montana, what were the principles that guided us here. I really feel that this part of the country is a real bastion of liberty. Not that we don't have our problem with liberals and socialists and all that. We do. I mean, you cannot escape that anywhere you go. And the federal government has its tentacles everywhere, and everybody's responding to the laws and regulations, intimidations of the federal government and every form of local and county government. So, you know, that's there. But this is a place where people have been coming to for some time. It, you know, it's called the Redoubt. It's actually a movement, I think, nationally. When you take the states of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana, and then the eastern parts of Washington and Oregon, and this whole area here has become a kind of a haven for people that are wanting to live free. They're wanting to get away from the rat race. They're wanting to get away from, you know, what you find in the populated areas, the crime and all of the stuff that goes along with it. And this is a very low crime area. It's a very peace loving area. There's a lot of libertarian ish kind of people here. It's for a lot of other reasons, you know. So we moved here. It's been 7 years now.
So it may be that even though the governments of Oregon and Washington for sure are not very hospitable to liberty,
right.
You're far enough away from the center of government there in those states that you're relatively unmolested in a place where probably there are times a year when they couldn't get to you anyway because of the weather.
Well, you know, and the other thing about it is that, you know, it's when it comes to the Second Amendment, which is near and dear to both of us, this is maybe the most gun-friendly state in the United States. And I know that there's a lot of gun-friendly states out there, a lot of good laws in the state legislatures around the country. But just to give you an idea, according to some of the public reports here in Montana, the average home in the state of Montana has 27 firearms in it. 27.
That's a little above the national average, but not all that much.
Okay. I like to say there's more guns in the pickup trucks in Montana than there are in the houses everywhere else. But
okay, that's probably fair.
It's that kind of environment. You know, people take liberty seriously. They take the fresh air and the outdoors and, you know, the leave me alone mentality seriously. They take their guns seriously. So it's even among non-Christians, it's a really, real refreshing environment here in Montana.
Well, I think it certainly gives you the relative freedom to operate in many ways, and certainly your sermons would probably bring more attention from the authorities if you were trying to preach that way in San Francisco, Chicago, someplace like that. Yeah. It would really make a difference.
Yeah, you think. But when we came here, another part of the equation was that when I pastored down in Florida, we were a 501c3 church, just like 95% of the churches are. And I had been doing some study on that, and I became convinced that that was not what God would have us to do. And I really wanted to get out of that. So when we came to Montana, we started Liberty Fellowship. We're non-denominational. I used to be Baptist. But our fellowship here is non-denominational, and we're not 501c3 incorporated, which means we're not tax-deductible. People give to us even though their gifts are not tax-deductible, and people are fine with that. You know, I've had so many preachers tell me, Chuck, there's no way in the world you'll last 6 months if you don't have tax exemption, if you're not incorporated as 501c3.
Well, if you were a church in downtown Manhattan, that would have probably been true.
Yeah.
But I think there might be a different worldview among the folks that attend the Liberty Church and the folks that might be attending some Unitarian church in downtown Manhattan.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not 501c3, and we don't want to be, and it's been good. I mean, it's been amazing actually how people have responded and the way they've given and the way they've helped us. And, well, we're 7 years into it now, going stronger than ever. And I don't have to worry about what I preach. I can say anything I want, and there's no limitations. There's no, hint at, you're violating some code of the Internal Revenue Service if you say this or if you do this or what. You know, I'm just totally free to say whatever I believe needs to be said from the pulpit, and that's what I do. And people are responding to that. And we live stream our service every Sunday afternoon at approximately 2:30 Mountain Time. And we have thousands of people that watch all over the country and even the world. And, you know, they're just energized and inspired and thrilled at the message. And it's been the best move of my life, really.
Well, as I said a minute ago, you obviously didn't go there for the weather, but there may have been another climactic reason then that you've been pointing to. It's called freedom, and we're going to be back and talk some more with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who is at chuckbaldwinlive.com on the web.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, my guest today is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's in his, I guess it's a mountain redoubt in Montana, in the Kalispell area. Sounds like he's pretty content with the move from the panhandle of Florida to the Montana redoubt. And the climactic difference, more than the weather, I think, has been the climate of freedom that permits so many things that might be impinged by zoning and EPA and other type of thinking in other parts of the country. Let me guess, is it possible that weather permitting, after the Sunday services are finished, maybe there's a lunch of some kind, and following that, maybe some of the folks go out and do some shooting?
Oh, you know, our people are avid enthusiasts when it comes to firearms, and you know, they do a lot of that, and it's you know, and that's not just that either, but other types of, if you want to call it, survival thinking. You know, we are living in a dangerous world, and we're closer to nuclear war right at this very minute than we've been since the Cold War. And, you know, all the other things that are happening that everybody's aware of. And, you know, here in this part of the country, we're almost insulated from that. We have very little of any of that mode of activity. Our people here are in enthusiasts. A lot of them have, you know, they have gardens. They a lot of them homeschool their children. They believe very much in freedom, and they live that kind of a lifestyle. And of course, firearms are very much a part of that. And in fact, a lot of our guys are former military, and there some of them are highly skilled and trained, and they do a lot of training themselves. A lot of them are NRA instructors and other types of firearm instructors. We have a very strong state gun organization here called the Montana Shooting Sports Association. Gary Marbot is a
good friend.
A good friend and a bulldog for the Second Amendment. And as a result of that, you know, we have some of the best gun laws in the entire country here. And the people here enjoy that lifestyle. They have that mentality. They have that philosophy. They're trained and skilled, and they enjoy training others and helping people to be better prepared to know how to use their firearms safely and teach their children and so forth. And it's just hard to describe the difference that it makes when you're in a rural area. This is a rural state. The population of Kalispell is about 20,000. And we are the seventh largest city in the state, to give you an idea.
Indeed.
It's different, Larry. I'm telling you, it's just different. And it's not for everybody. So a lot of people wouldn't like it, and the weather would be a liability for some people and so forth. But, for the people that are here, it's just we're exactly where they want to be. And they affectionately call Montana the last best place, and I think that's probably right.
Well, it's probably not a place where somebody with a dependency mentality would be comfortable. They might not be able to do well there.
Well, you know, we have the welfare system here because the federal government's reach into all of the states, just like you do anywhere, Larry. There's people here that are in the welfare dole, you know, and everywhere you go, I don't care where you go, you're not going to totally escape that. But the point is the other side is so much more prevalent than you would find it in the bigger metropolitan areas. You know, when you go to the big cities, I mean, it's crime, it's police lockdown, it's every time, you know, you hear sirens going off all the time, and you know, every time there's a shooting or a knifing or anything, they're locking down schools or bringing out the SWAT teams, and you know, people are living in that day in and day out, and we just don't have that. It doesn't happen. You know, most of the time, if things happen, I mean, yeah, police are called out occasionally, and once in a while, you'll hear a police siren, but you know, most of the time, I'll go most days, drive all over the county and never even come across a police car or even hear a police siren. And, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a SWAT team. I know that we have one, but, it's people know that the thinking and the mentality of the Montanans are as such that they're going to defend themselves. They're going to, take care of themselves. And anybody who would try to commit any kind of a violent crime here, or even a break-in, a home break-in, we have very, very little of that.
Yeah, don't worry about the police. Worry about the armed citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. The feeling is we don't call 911, we call 911. And
that's very good.
Everybody knows it, and they just respect the strength and the will of the people that live here, and unless they're on way out on spaced out on drugs and don't know what they're doing, they would not even attempt something like that.
Well, hopefully folks that are that spaced out aren't doing that much voting and won't affect the political climate of Montana that much. It does seem that while the politicians don't reflect the kind of independent thinking, the really rugged independent thinking that you're describing, the politicians have a way of kind of seeking the lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. Still, the state has been fairly good about just leaving its citizens alone in most cases.
Yeah, that's I think well put. That's the attitude here. It's just, you know, like I said, it's kind of libertarianish in its politics. It's considered a red state because it usually votes for a Republican president. But when it comes to some of the other offices, right now we have a Democrat senator and a Democrat governor. We hope that we can change that here coming up. But you know, this is not a cut and dry, cookie cutter kind of a state where people just go into the voting booth and pull the party lever. They look suspiciously at both the Democrats and the Republicans. They judge candidates individually. And, you know, personally, I like that, Larry. I think that this, you know, this two-party mantra and this, you know, left-right paradigm and everybody's, you know, pointing finger at each other. And you know, the fact is, you know, both parties have done their more than their fair share of abridging liberty and the Constitution in our country. There's a lot of blame to go around both sides of the aisle. So, you know, the people here just really look at politicians as individuals, as not as parties, and they vote accordingly. And where we are, and I mean, there's some liberal parts of Montana. Missoula is a more liberal part because of the University of
Montana
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helena is the state capital, so it tends to be a little bit more liberal. That's always the case in state capitals. Mm-hmm. But where we are here in the Flathead Valley, in the Flathead County, this is by far the most conservative county in the entire state. And I don't think it's a coincidence that it's the fastest growing county in the state of Montana. Building is going on here like crazy. Can't keep up with jobs. I mean, with growth, construction jobs are just going crazy, and you know, people are moving here, and they like the lifestyle, they like the philosophy, they like the political thinking. It's a very family friendly community. You can walk down the street day or night with your children and never fear being molested. You know, there's just a tranquility. There's a camaraderie. I mean, in the South for 35 years, you hear a lot about Southern hospitality. Well, I'm telling you, Southern hospitality in the South is not near what it used to be. And in fact, I think it moved to Montana because the people here are much more hospitable, kind of like the old days in the South, than other places. I mean, it's that kind of an environment.
Well, we're coming up on a break. I want to make an international comparison when we get back because some of your comments have triggered some thinking, some recollections of places in Europe which actually are maybe on a parallel track. Seems like liberty is breaking out in other places, not just in Montana. I'm going to be back and talk some more with Pastor Chuck Baldwin at Chuck Baldwin Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Pastor Chuck Baldwin is pastor of Liberty Fellowship Church. It's in Kalispell, Montana. It's on the web at chuckbaldwinlive.com. And as I said, heading into the break, Chuck, some of the things you've been saying brought to mind, an interview that I had with an American who's living in the Slovak Republic, moved there with his wife, who's native of that country, and just the other day, to confirm his observations, which sound like a diminished mirroring of what you're describing in Montana, they're talking about putting a Second Amendment type language in their constitution. So there's swaths of Central Europe, from Poland down through Hungary and the Czech Republic, where freedom is breaking out. And it just seems like that's a very hopeful sign that it's not just limited to the windswept plains of frigid Montana, but it's everywhere, baby.
You know, I've been reading some of those reports, and I was specifically reading a report recently about the Czech Republic and how that they have, I think they've already done it, or are in the process of going through their legislature to actually put a Second Amendment type legislation in their constitution there.
And the Slovakian gun laws, from what this chap was describing to me, are probably akin to Virginia, which is kind of midway between obnoxious and constitutional.
Well, you know, if you guys could somehow put a boundary between the Beltway area and the rest of the state, it would be, you know, a lot different. I live for
every time I drive south and I cross the Rappahannock River, which is north of Fredericksburg and south of where I live, I think, oh, you're entering Virginia.
Yeah, I lived in Lynchburg for 2 years, you know that, and when I was going to Liberty University, and you know, it's a beautiful part of the country, you know, there were just the mountains, they're not mountains compared to where I live now.
Little hills.
I thought they were mountains until I moved to the Rockies. But it's a beautiful place, and there was, you know, a lot of freedom-loving people in that area of Virginia, and I think it's the same thing, Larry, just about everywhere you go. I mean, you get out of Chicago and get into, you know, the real Illinois, and you're going to find, you know, freedom-loving people. Why they stay in Illinois, I'll never understand. But, you know, it's the same thing all over. You go to Washington State, and, you know, you got Seattle. You get out of, you know, go on the east side, get around Spokane, get east of Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, get around that part of the state. And, I mean, there's a lot of freedom-loving people there.
Well, to your point, it may be that Margaret Thatcher alerted us to how this is all going to end. Socialism works fine until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah.
And we may be approaching that point.
Yeah, well, I think we've already run out. You know that. They just keep printing more, and the deficit just keeps going up. And, you know, they think they can get by with that forever. Ron Paul has been trying to alert us for a long time that, you know, America just cannot continue an economic policy like this.
The mentality that is driving for big government, keeping those printing presses running so that they don't have to face that day of reckoning, I think in the back of their mind they understand that the natives are not going to be happy when it hits the fan. And that is one of the motive forces behind the drive for gun control.
Oh, I think you're right. Absolutely, I think you're right. And I think that, you know, every government has always had in the back of their mind that, you know, they want to be able to diminish any kind of resistance. I mean, let's face it, the tendency of government, any government, is to accrue power to itself. And the only way you can do that ultimately is to take away the means of the people to resist. And that means the firearm, and specifically in our case here in the modern world, it means the semi-automatic rifle. And, you know, I mean, there's at least 16 bills. Hopefully they won't go anywhere. We'll see, but there's 16
We're working
bills.
On that.
Yeah, there's 16 bills, as you know, in the House and Senate right now that are trying to greatly impinge upon the, you know, the Second Amendment, and including, you know, some very vaguely worded bills about these bump stocks that you can mimic with a rubber band or a belt loop on your pants, or even a finger. I've seen guys.
Thank you. I've done just that, and years ago. It's a good thing the gun controllers didn't know that, or I'd have been amputated.
Yeah, they can actually do it. They can do it with your finger. I mean, it's not, you know, accurately is another question, but
exactly.
It can be done. So the idea of the whole bump stock, supposed bump stock gun control laws that are being considered now, are nothing but a ruse. The ultimate objective is to ban the semi-automatic rifle.
And you bless her heart, Nancy Pelosi let that cat out of the bag. Asked if this would be but just a slippery slope to go after the bump stock. She said, I sure hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why my attorney son and I wrote a book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. You know, we talked about it from a biblical point of view, not a Second Amendment point of view. Now, there's tons of books about the Second Amendment, but we wanted to approach it from the view of the Bible. So we took Old and New Testaments, and we proved categorically that nowhere does God expect his people to disarm themselves. And
in fact, I would even go farther. I think there's a sense of duty, of obligation,
yes,
to protect innocent life.
Absolutely. And protect your own family. He, you know, the New Testament says, if a man provide not for his own, he is worse than an infidel, and he's denied the Christian faith. Now, you think about the seriousness of that provision. How do you define provision? Well, you know, your home, your food and shelter and clothing, but it also means your safety and security of your family. And,
Christians for gun control, then, would be a group that might be worse than unbelievers.
Yeah, well, my point that we try to make in the book is that, you know, because there's a lot of churches out there. Let's face it, there's a lot of churches that are just toadies for government propaganda. And I've heard so many pastors that have said, well, if the government says we should turn in our guns, the Bible says, you know, Romans 13, we have a book on that too, you know, you should do it. And that's just not true, not at all. And so we go into detail to try to describe how that God has given us a duty, a mandate,
mm-hmm.
that we have for our families and our communities, our neighborhoods, our state, our country, to be able to defend from those that would harm us. And that demands that we have the most available, the most modern available means of self-defense possible. In
for me, the real test in that Romans 13 passage is the language talking about government, the minister of Christ being the terror to evildoers and a comfort to the righteous. Mm-hmm. Now, where do we see that being acted out more clearly by government? In Chicago or in Montana?
Right. Right, exactly. And not only that, it puts the limitation, as you just suggested, it puts the limitation on government. In other words, they don't have carte blanche authority from
right.
God to be abusive and oppressive and tyrannical in the way that they apply.
They're a servant of God, a minister of God.
And they're servants of the people.
Yeah.
And we are the government. The government, it works for we the people. And especially in our country, our form of government, a constitutional republic, so that the whole concept that we hear today so commonly in churches and from pastors on TV and radio and stuff is just antithetical to what the scripture actually teaches. That's why we wrote the books, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, and then Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we go into that in great depth and show the importance of an armed citizenry, the importance of a spirit. As Jefferson said, the American people must always maintain the spirit of resistance. And that spirit of resistance is not a rebellion against God, as Franklin said. A rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And that's a biblical perspective. Absolutely it is. And so we go into that in great detail in both those books. But Larry, that's why, you know, you take these, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that big cities, big communities were a bane. His word was bane, a bane of liberty. And that's what we found in the modern America. I mean, the bigger the cities have become, the more populated they've become, the more oppressive they've become, the gun laws and all of that seem to originate among the legislatures within a big city that then spills over into the rest of the states. And you know, the people out there in the rural areas, you know, they're left with, you know, putting up with the oppression of these big city bureaucrats and representatives and so forth. And another reason I'm in Montana, Larry.
Well, that pretty well sums it up, and I'm so glad we've had a chance to talk about what you've been doing. You're now living in Montana, the books that you've written, and all of that, folks, you can find out more about at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the interview.
Thank you, Larry, very much.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.